please join me in prayer. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the attention of all of us be acceptable in your sight on this day, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Today we look at one of the I am statements of Jesus in the Gospel of John. What does it mean? Surely you are acquainted with other I am statements of Jesus. He said, "I am the good shepherd. I am the vine." They are all important. This one is super important. Many of you will recall that not long ago we read the account at the start of chapter 6 with Jesus feeding the 5,000. Jesus withdrew from the crowds after this miracle. And John 6 tells us that he withdrew because the people intended to come and make him their king by force. That was one of the problems of Jesus' ministry. Most people were not looking for forgiveness of sins. They were looking for an earthly king. They were looking for a solution to their problems, particularly the Romans. And sometimes we are looking for the wrong things from Jesus also. And that night, Jesus walked on the water, and the boat crossed the lake to the other side. And the very next morning, the crowd that had been fed by Jesus the night before went in search of him. That's when he said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him, God the Father has set his seal." That's the seal of approval. In other words, he is telling them that he is offering them something much better than food that will eventually spoil. The food he offers leads to eternal life. This is much more important than our temporary substance. But most scholars say that Jesus is also saying much more than that, and I would agree with it. What bread is to the stomach, Jesus is to the soul. Probably almost everybody struggles at some time finding meaning and purpose to their lives. Most of us struggle with questions about the meaning of life, in our purpose in this world, in our worth. Why do we struggle? Because something is missing. God created us to be in relationship with him, but because of sin, we have been separated from our Creator. And so we are not living the kind of life that he intended, the kind of life that we were meant to live. I think St. Augustine described it perfectly. He says it's sort of like we have a vacuum or an empty space somewhere in our soul. And Jesus, the bread of life, brings us what we need to fill that empty space. When Jesus had fed the 5,000, none of them earned the meal they received, did they? It was given to them freely. But that was not the greatest gift that Jesus had to give. He offered them eternal life. And look how they responded to this offer. First they ask, what must we do to be doing the works of God? They didn't get it. They didn't get that the gift of eternal life is just that. It's a gift. It's free. They want to know what they have to do to earn this gift. And note Jesus' answer. It's very important. He says, this is the work of God, that you believe in whom He has sent. That was their first reaction. What was their second reaction? They wanted Him to prove it. They asked Him, then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work will you perform? They wanted Him to do another miracle. They wanted Him to do something sensational to validate what He had just said. That still happens today. It has happened to me at least several times in my life. Some argumentative person says to do a miracle. Have God do a miracle, Ken, and I'll believe. Yes, that's been said to me several times. And that's not necessarily so. During my years at Kent State University, I'm sorry to say, one of my friends was stealing things from the cafeteria. And I said nothing the first time. The second time, I told him to stop. He claimed to be a Christian. And I told him a Christian shouldn't be doing those things. He got mad. And he said words to the effect that this whole thing about God is a bunch of baloney. I assured him that it was not baloney. And then he said, well, Ken, you just go ahead and pray that God puts a new car for me in front of our room tomorrow with the keys in it. And then I will believe. Now, we would not expect God to respond to taunts like that. God's not a puppet that we pull the string and He does what we want. But let's just imagine, what if God did? Because God is God and He could do what He wants. What if God had arranged a new car with my friend's name on it and the keys in it in front of our room at Johnson Hall that night? Do you think my friend would have believed? I greatly doubt it. He probably would have accused me or one of our friends down the corridor of setting the whole thing up. I don't think he would have been convinced at all. Don't know if you heard of David Meese. He's in 2012, he put out a Christian album called Count the Cost. You might like to look it up sometime. One of the songs in Count the Cost was, some people, they never believe. And you can find it on the internet if you want, read the lyrics. They're really neat. And in his song, he gave a whole list of things that God and Jesus have done throughout history. And yet many still do not believe. If I had to do over again, I think I would do it another way. Using what Jesus has said about repentance and confessing, I would have gently encouraged my friend to confess his sins and make things right with God and offered him a way out. then he's not dealing with me criticizing him. He's dealing with the words of Jesus. You see, the word of God is much more powerful than our word. This is a lesson God has taught me over the years. Don't tell people what I believe. Tell them what the Lord says. And my friend had been taught, he had gone as a young man to a church that puts an emphasis like ours on confessing their sins. And I should have encouraged him to confess his sins to God. Well, using the word worked for Jesus. His word changed some hearts. For when the people cited that their fathers had received manna from heaven, Jesus said this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who came down from heaven and gives life to the world." And notice what many of them said. "Sir, give us this bread always." Human nature is still the same here in year 2018. People are too much in love with the things of the world than with God. Most people form their image and understanding of God based on their own sinful thinking rather than checking out what God has said to us about His nature in the Holy Scriptures. What's the result of this? Proverbs 14:12 tells us, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." A young man was ready to graduate from college. For months, he had admired a beautiful sports car. And that was well known to his father. His dad was quite rich. And there were just the two of them left in the immediate family. So the son waited and waited and waited for his dad to surprise him. Finally, on the morning of his graduation, his father called him into his private study. His father told him how proud he was to have such a fine son and how much he loved him. And he handed his son a beautifully wrapped gift box. The son was curious but somewhat disappointed. He opened the gift, and in it he found a lovely leather-bound Bible with his name embossed on it in gold. He became angry. He actually screamed at his father, "With all your money, you give me a Bible?" And he turned and stormed out of the house. And he didn't come back. I have known this to happen in my own lifetime. Similar instances. Many years passed. The young man married, had a nice family, but he never returned home. He had not seen his father since his graduation day. But he thought about him many times and realized his dad was getting pretty old now. And his son thought, "Well, long enough, I should go see him." But before he got around to that, he received a telegram saying that his father had died. He had willed all his possessions to his only close relative. The young man needed to come home and take care of things. Sadness and regret filled his heart because he had waited too long. And upon arriving at his father's house, he began to search through his important papers. He found the still new Bible. With tears he opened the Bible, and he saw that his father had actually underlined a verse, Matthew 7:11. It reads, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" And something fell out of the back of the Bible. He picked it up, and it was a car key. And on the tag was the date of his graduation. And three words, "Paid in full." As far as the young man is concerned, I wonder if anyone here has missed or is in danger of missing God's great gift because we are looking for the wrong things in life. It can happen so easily. And as for the crowd that Jesus spoke to in our gospel lesson, it's normal to want to see a miracle. But they missed something big. Jesus is the miracle. No other person in the history of this world has had the most important details of their life written down before they were ever born into human history. Jesus laid aside his majesty and became one of us so he could die on the cross for our sins. His ministry on this earth included one miracle after another. Even his enemies admit this. And he capped it all by rising from the dead, showing that he has the power over death. And Jesus is still offering the gift of salvation today. Maybe you are here today and you're still searching. I don't know. I can't see people's hearts. There may be someone here today that something in their life is missing. They're basically unhappy. Jesus can satisfy your needs and bring you through the gate of death into heaven. He says the same thing to you that he said to the crowd thousands of years ago. "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me shall never be thirsty."